we're back once again, folks. Rise up, O men of God. We're so glad that we're able to be with you again tonight. And may the Lord bless as we talk to our audience about the things that concern our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, having just a little bit of electronic trouble here, but we'll surely get that worked out here in just a moment. So you stay with us there, and we'll keep working on it here until we get things going right. Any trouble with any of the stations, give us a call here. Area code 479-521-0022. And we'll get this all figured up after a while and see what's going on. Okay, well, we have some good stations on the air. You know, KMTL down in Little Rock is carrying our Little Rock area is carrying our program live. So, and we're so glad for that. And so, while we work on some of our problems here, we want you to fellowship with us in song and in whatever other way that you want to listen. Just get your notepad down and take some notes. And we'll be so happy to have you join us tonight in Call to Action Live. Well, I'm Jay Cole, and the name of the program, Call to Action Live. Although we're only live on one station, the rest of them are pre-recorded. And we do would wish you would call us and let us know that you're listening. We have a desperate need for folks to just give us a buzz and encourage us a little bit and let us know that you are listening. Well, while we're doing all of that, why don't we have one of these wonderful songs that is sung by these wonderful people. I think of all the things that we need today is to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is abiding with us. Are you really concerned about that? Or do you understand whether or not the Lord is abiding with you or not? Well, would you listen to this beautiful song, Abide With Me, while I work on a little bit more equipment here. And may the Lord bless as you listen to us tonight. We're just hoping that you are one of those who abides with Jesus, knowing that he abides with us. And can you remotely imagine that when we've been there with the Lord Jesus Christ 10,000 years, you know, numbers mean nothing to the Lord Jesus. He simply gave us those numbers to kind of set us straight as time goes by. And so we can kind of have a record of when what happens and when it's going to happen. But one thing that I want you to understand, dear ones, and that's simply this, that the Lord Jesus knows what he's doing. He knows that when he put this whole world together, he did it with a specific thing in mind, and that is that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, and I hope you're ready to meet him. I hope he's on your serving plate. But well, I'm just checking a few other stations here as we go along and make sure we're coming in everywhere. That's one of the problems with live radio, that you just have some have to do a lot of chasing here to get everything squared away. But if you'll just bear with us a little bit here, we'll give you some more good music. And as we seemingly punched the wrong button here and didn't get the Abide With Me music as I wanted, we'll go back and see if we can get that one to go. And so you just stay with us here, and let's see what we have now. I think that we have it pulled up. I've got some new equipment that we just don't really know totally how to use yet. And okay, now we have.
I was weary and worn and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say,
come to Jesus, and that is through the shed blood of our Savior, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to get on with the program here as best we can, as my good friend, Brother Ben Francis, was here last night. He sits amazed. He said, "Jay, I don't understand how you do all this." The program producer, the producer, the one who presents it, the speaker, the engineer, and all that is connected with it in the installer. Well, we try to do all of that, and I realize sometimes we get our fingers in too many pies at once, and we get them all messed up. But you just pray with us as we try to get things functioning right, and you would be a great encouragement to us if you would just give us a call and tell us how you're receiving it, especially you folks down in the KMTL area. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Some years ago, some weeks, some months ago, whatever it was, we gave away some very fine little Bell and Howell AM, FM, and shortwave radios, 9-band radios. These little radios are, I don't know, $30, $35, something like that. They're not really expensive, but they're very good. And I was digging around here a couple of days ago and found a few of those that we have left. Now, for the first person that we hear from listening live to KMTL 760 on your dial, down in Little Rock, the Little Rock area, Russellville, Clarksville, and so forth. If you'll give us a call, area code 479-521-0022. Now that's 521-0022, area code 479. That's what we are up here in Fayetteville in Northwest Arkansas. And then, if you have trouble getting that number, go to our office number, which is 479-443-2135. That's 479-443-2135. Now go there, and my good wife will answer the phone on that one. And we want to send you this this good gift for your listening. Well, let's see who this might be that's calling in. And this is Call to Action Live. You are on the air. Yes, do you copy? This is Call to Action Live. Are you there? Yes, Call to Action Live. Are you there? Well?
Yes, Keith Mitchell.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay.
Yes, I was just listening to the radio, and Brother Cole was talking about calling in, and he had a gift to send to us.
That's exactly right. And if you want to give me your name and mailing address, that'll be fine. If you don't want to do it over the radio, call back 443-2135, same area code, and my wife will take your name and address, and you are the first caller, and you so you get the radio. That is, unless I have sent you one in the past.
Okay. No, you haven't.
And where are you located?
I'm located in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. And give me the name again.
Keith Mitchell.
Keith, K-E-T-H, Mitchell.
K-E-I-T-H.
K-E-I-T-H, you got it backwards. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Yes.
And Keith, feel free to give me your phone number if you want. If not, just call her back and give it to her privately. And I would appreciate it. That's 479-443-2135. And she will take your call and your number. And along with the radio, I'll be sending you some very good videotapes, one of which is a seven-hour. Now, by the way, I'll send these tapes to anybody who calls or who writes in. But this is a seven-hour tape of our last trip to Jordan, Israel, and Egypt. And I think you will enjoy it. It'll give you a real education of what is going on in that part of the world. Jordan, Israel, and Egypt, a 21-day trip. And the pyramids, the tombs of the pharaohs in Egypt, from north to south, Dan to Beersheba in Israel, and then from Amman, Jordan, all the way down to Aqaba, and by ship down the Gulf of Aqaba over to Nuweiba in the Sinai Peninsula, and some things that you may not have considered before, but we'd be glad to send that to you. Call us back, 479-443-2135, and this doesn't automatically put you on any mailing list, but we're just so glad to hear from you, Keith. And
okay.
How's the signal coming in there in Jacksonville?
Oh, it's coming in great.
That's wonderful.
Well,
that's good. Okay, you give her a call, and her name is Gladys, and she'll take your information, and we'll get that right off to you.
Okay, now that's 443-2136.
35.
35, okay.
Yeah, and that's area code 479, same as this one.
Okay.
Okay, and have you heard the program before, Keith? Have you heard our program before this?
Oh, yes. Okay. I listen. I'm a regular listener.
Well, bless your heart. You're encouraging. And so we haven't had too many calls, but I think you know what we're trying to do. We're not denominationally inclined. We're simply trying to put out the gospel message. And when it comes to reviewing and publicizing what God's Word says, we're going to do it regardless of we get our head blown off or not. And as you well know, this world of Muslims is really creating a threat to humanity, especially to Christians, Jews, and Americans. They're trained to kill from the time they're born. Anyway, give her a call, give her that address and number, and we'll get that right to you.
Okie doke.
Thank you for calling, Keith. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I'm sorry I didn't pull the right signal down at the right time there. Okay, Keith, thank you so much. And by the way, we'll have, as time goes by, we'll have one or two more of these to give away. But that'll be the one for tonight. Keith Mitchell in Jacksonville, Arkansas. All right. We have a lot to tell tonight. Oh, boy, as always. And I hope you're listening. I hope you are one of those regular listeners that that tunes in. And we'll be giving you some information that you really need to know. Now, being a 501c3 organization, we are limited to what all we can say about the voting and about politics and so forth. But let me tell you this. I can tell you generally what some of the candidates are running for, what they stand for, and then you make up your mind. Folks, let me tell you something. If you'll get off of this loyalty to some political party kick and get down to earth for some of the people who are running for office, who are born-again believers in Jesus Christ, we might do a turnaround, at least temporarily, momentarily, in this nation. You folks down there in the Jacksonville area, Little Rock area, Pulaski County, have a man running for sheriff who used to run the board. I won't call his name, but he used to run the board there at KMTL. And this man has a lot of background, a lot of experience, and above all, he is a devout believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's the kind of people that we need in office. For the past 2 years, we've had a man here in Washington County who is a born-again believer, sings in a quartet, Christian quartet. And this man here is one of those who testifies of the saving power of Jesus. Now, let me ask you this. Can you imagine a place where there is a greater responsibility afforded an individual and access to get out the gospel than people in jails? They're there for a reason. And, I know there are a few innocent people in jail. But let me assure you of one thing. Absolute positively, we need people like the gentleman that is running in Pulaski County and the one that is running that has already won the sheriff's seat here in Washington County. And these folks are the kind we need. Are you going to stand for someone who stands up for human life, who rejects a party that believes in murdering little babies even before they're born? Can you even try to convince me, well, you'd have a hard time doing it, that it's right to stand for a group of people and vote with a group of people who, who don't know what the word is? You need to take into account, folks, what has happened to our nation and the direction it's going. Last evening, I have some of my notes here. I didn't get to some of these things, but I want you to understand that God has a standard that he goes by. Now, the biggest thing is, do you understand? Do you understand that God does have a standard and where that standard comes from? It is written in very, very clear language in his word, the Bible. Well, if you don't believe that, then you're off to a bad start to begin with. But I hope we'll have some more people like Brother Keith Mitchell and some others who are regular listeners. I do not get on the radio or the television and beg for money. We are self-supported. We have one person who gives us $1,000 a month. Well, that pays for about a third of our radio bill, our current radio bill. The stations generally are giving us a very good rate because of what we do and what we say. But if you would go to, and write this down, if you have a computer, go to www.saveournation. Now, Save Our Nation is all one word, saveournation.net. And when that comes up, you'll see a box right at the top of the page that says Call to Action. And right under that, there's a line that says something about archived messages. And you can get them by clicking the word, it's a in red, the word here, H-E-R-E. Left click on that, and that will bring up the messages for about the last 12 days that's archived in our program calendar. Now, you can pick the day you want to receive that. Now, for example, Keith, if you have a computer, and you'll go to the last date that will be on that list at about 6:45 to 7 o'clock tonight. You will hear this program that we're doing right now and hear your own voice. So that's www.saveournation.net, and click on the word here, H-E-R-E, and then when that comes up, go down the list. It takes me about... It takes me about 30 to 45 minutes to get the program moved over to the server in Oklahoma City. And so you just go over there and you can hear the program over again. Okay, we need your prayer. If you have any inclination toward helping us with the finances, we would certainly appreciate it. I sometimes get a bit discouraged because I see all these fine fellows, good men like Jim Dobson and Charlie Stanley, whom I know well, and so many others. And Adrian Rogers is going on to be with the Lord now. He was pastor at Bellevue Baptist, followed R.G. Lee there many years ago. But Adrian, younger than I am a little bit, he passed on with cancer here nearly a year ago now, about 8 months. And I love that man. I'll tell you what, he would get in the pulpit before several thousand people and preach the word like it is. We were in California, Fullerton, California, at a national religious broadcasting convention some years ago. We've been members of the NRB now for about 30 some odd years. And Adrian Rogers was one of the convention speakers. And I'm telling you, folks, with thousands of preachers there and evangelists and people who get on the air and pound the pulpit and say, send us your money, this man got up and he preached a sermon straight to the heart and mind, I hope, of those who were in that audience. He said, why are you here? Why have you come to present yourself? Are you here to be seen and heard, or are you here to present the message of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I love people like that who have the courage to stand up and say what needs to be said. Just this little insert now, and then we'll get on with our lesson from picking up again in Isaiah 59, if you want to get your Bible handy. Simply this, take into consideration the fact that God put us here for a purpose. And dear ones, if you are not reading the manual of activity, you're not learning what God has for us to do and to say. Reanalyze your position and see if you believe, first of all, that there is a Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, who came, he was God himself, came to this earth in the form of a human being, and he laid down certain principles for us to follow. And I shudder to think what God is going to do to this whole earth when with our continual falling away and falling away. There has been a change in the mentality, especially the spiritual mentality of mankind in the last few weeks, months, and actually days. I have never seen in my 77 years the rapidity of the change is taking place in the hearts and lives of mankind. But people think nothing about anything except satisfying the flesh, whether it's sex, whether it's money, sometimes both, usually both, or whatever it might be. Materialism. You know, I have not darkened the doors of a theater since I was about 16, 17, 18 years old, somewhere back there. The Lord laid it on my heart to stay out of those places because I just took a look to see who I was financing when I go to those places and who was influencing my life. And I said, I don't believe I need that kind of garbage in my life. Well, since that time, I have gone to see a few of the films by Billy Graham, and very few, I would say maybe a half a dozen in the last 50, 60 years. But I can assure you, folks, that you'll gain absolutely nothing spiritually by watching and following after the trash in Hollywood. When I go into California, I haven't been out there in a few years, but I used to do a lot of flying myself. I was in the aviation business for years, as some of you know, and I are going in on airlines, and you start approaching the Hollywood, Los Angeles area. You look up ahead of you. For those of you who have been there, you know what I'm talking about. And there ahead of you on the side of this mountain, huge letters that you can see. Each letter must be the size of the average house. And it says Hollywood. And long, long, I don't know how in the world they ever got it all up there, but it's a huge thing. And I just thought, my, what a travesty. And that's a word I guess I've invented. But how tragic it is that people have given their lives over to worshiping this movie star attitude. I know when I was coming up, when I was younger, the teacher in the class in high school and even grade school especially, we'd go around and ask the kids, well, what do you want to be when you grow up, when you get older? Well, this one wanted to be a truck driver. This one wanted to be a train engineer. This one wanted to be a pilot. This one wanted to be a ship captain. But so often they would say, I want to be a movie star. I don't think most of them knew beans about, that's a good old Arkansas expression, about what it means to lower your life down to that level. But folks, you've got to clean up the life, clean up the act, to demonstrate to the Lord Jesus Christ and the world that we expose ourselves to what we really believe and what we support. Well, as I mentioned, God does have standards. He has a standard, and some of the songs that we play on this this program, if you'll notice, I only use the old hymns of the faith. I want to cannot afford to send the books that I want to send to you out without some kind of a gift to help pay for them. But we do have a little nonprofit bookstore, and so we can get these books at wholesale price. So for about $10, I can send you a book that has to do with rock music. Now we have, for those of you familiar with Fayetteville, know that we have a street here called Dixon. And it's lined, well, it has a few churches and some things like that, but it's lined with beer hall, beer taverns, and places like that. And when you walk down that street, I don't even walk down that street. I try to avoid it as much as possible. Or when I'm driving through, I keep the windows rolled up because the street smells like stale beer. And all of the rot that's coming out of those joints. Well, you can say what you want, but so many of these places are dedicated to raising money that they can put into their pockets. And you'll hear this rock music, if you can call it music. By the way, it is not music. But you can hear all of this noise pouring from jukeboxes, that's what we used to call them, and coming out the door. Or if they just keep their doors closed, it would help. But there is a book written by Salem Kerban, and the name is Lowell Hart's Satan's Music Exposed. Well, the foreword is by Salem Kerban, and the photo commentary is by him. But Lowell Hart wrote this book. Let me see if I can see who the publisher was here. And I don't see it right offhand. But if you would like to have it, I'd be glad to get these for you. I don't even know the price on them, but you get in touch. Satan's Music Exposed. And then there's another one written by John Ankerberg and Dr. John Weldon and Eric Holmberg. It's called Rock Music's Powerful Messages. Rock Music's Powerful Messages. The other book I would like very much for you to receive and take time to read it, especially if your church is degenerated to the point where they are they think they have to use this nonsense that they're calling music to attract the young people. They have to build big gymnasiums and all this to attract the young people. And when people teach and preach, as I do, and as some of the others out here who are interested in getting out the Word of God do, guess what? You're called every kind of an old fogey name that they can think of and some they haven't thought of. So I hope that you will understand you need to get educated. Another book you're going to be surprised, but I think you ought to have in your library, and that is, yep, that's right, the Koran. Now, those of us who have been in the military, I've been in both the Naval Air and the Air Force. I spent the Koreans segment in the United States Air Force. And I find that one of the leading educational materials that is given to the soldiers, to the military people, to prepare them for battle, is to learn what the enemy is up to. So, guess what? If you'll get a copy, just a paperback copy, of the Koran and see what a bunch of stupid foolishness is in that. It was put out by a man, Muhammad, who, it is my understanding, would go into these epileptic-type seizures, throw himself on the ground, wallow in the dust, slobber at the mouth, and I guess that's a good word, and he would mutter something that someone standing by would write down on. They used these large tea leaves in many cases to write on, and then there we used to pick these down in Mexico when we would fly a load of people in there. We would pick these certain kind of a plant, pick the leaves off that had a long stem, and you dip those in the ink bottle and use them to write with. Well, they would use these to write down, and that's where the Koran comes from. And the bigger part of it, we'll get into something about love and so forth, but then it goes into detail about murdering the enemy. Well, our time is slipping away, but a good friend of mine, let me just mention this for those of you who may have missed the last couple of days, and that is simply this. A good buddy of mine, a friend, he's a young man, 37 years old, pilot for United Airlines, and used to fly with my son right here out of Fayetteville. And he's writing a book. Called me a couple of days ago. He said, Jay, I want you to be the first one to read the text of this book. And he said, I'm writing about the confusion that is being presented in the churches today. All of this denominational hogwash and nonsense. And you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do something else to be saved. Let me tell you, folks, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is spelled out clearly in the Book of Revelation and a number of other places, the Lord has already appointed you to salvation. That's just as plain. And, of course, some people call that Calvinism. I do not, because it does not go along necessarily with the total Calvinistic doctrine. But it is sovereign grace. God does what he has appointed to do. Well, I'm not going to go into deep detail with that, but the friend's book, writing about this confusion of the churches, he said the name of his book is going to be The Confusion of a Termite in a Wooden Yo-Yo. Now write that down and take it to your pastor. The Confusion of a Termite in a Wooden Yo-Yo. Well, I know you'll want a copy of that just as soon as he finishes it, as I do. Some of the things that are going on in the world today. Let's look, if you will, And by the way, let me say again, if you would like one of these tapes, 7 hours of our trip to Jordan, Israel, and Egypt, 21 days, it will give you an education probably you will never get anywhere else without going to a seminary somewhere. But I'd be glad to send it to you. No cost. Certainly would be appreciate anything that you can send to help pay for the tape and the postage. Cost us about $5 to $10 to send one of these seven-hour videotapes. But listen to this. Behold, this is chapter 59 of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Let me tell you a little bit, if you are not a regular listener, you know, I lay emphasis on looking to see what the scripture is saying and who is speaking and who is being spoken about. And if you'll notice the fourth line in that first verse, nor his ear heavy. His is capitalized, which simply means the Lord Jesus. That means God himself. His ear is not heavy that it can't hear. But verse 2 gets pretty serious. But your iniquities have separated you from God, from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs. Viper, as you know, is in most cases referred to as a very poisonous serpent. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. Let me throw in just a little bit of a toner there. When these snakes, these vipers, these serpents, and some other monsters of that variety lay eggs, they lay them in abundance. So if one is privileged to lay their eggs in a key place, the first thing you know, you have little varmints crawling all over the place. And did you know that most of these are just as poisonous from the day they're born to the day they die? And many years ago, I was still in school at Oak Grove School in near Paragould, Arkansas. And we came home with the bus, and Mom and Dad had been walking down the woods. It was in the spring. And they'd gone down to see how much the fire had damaged during the some of the burn-off that comes when the leaves are all on the ground and dry. And Dad sat down on a log. There was a big burnt-out place in the middle of it, a hollow place. Well, we had an old dog, good old dog, old Bob. And he was trotting around looking all over the place for this, that, and the next thing, as dogs do. He's a good hunting dog. First thing you know, he was up there barking right under Dad's feet. And right behind his feet was a big old female rattlesnake that had 13 or 15 rattlers. She was a big one. And Dad fought the dog off because he didn't have a good place to get to the snake. And he tried to beat the snake out of there with a pole, but finally the old Bob got that thing. And in the process of killing it, he got bit right on the end of the nose. And his head swelled up, his nose swelled up as big as his head. And they didn't know if he's going to live or not. I think they took him to the house, and in those days they had other methods of treating that sort of thing. Gave him a gallon of sweet milk, fresh sweet milk, which we had from our cows, and about a quart of lard, hog lard. Well, that obviously absorbed the poison pretty well, and he survived. But in the process of killing that snake, he was shaking her. And here's what happens. I did not know this until then, and I was just a boy then, but the little ones were all over the place. I've forgotten how many Dad said he killed. But when the dog got the snake and started shaking that thing, He slung little rattlesnakes all over the place. And Dad was busy going around beating these snakes to death. Well, while the dog was working on the big one. And that reminds me so much of what's happening in the world today. The people are poking at the key source, while the key source, in this case the mother snake, is loaded with the venom from her little ones, and they're slinging them all over the place. And so guess what happens then? Have a neighbor here that moved in from the Dallas area, and they were clearing a place for a house right next to our place here, and back in the woods. And she didn't have much experience around snakes. She was wearing these little sandals with no socks on. And there was this copperhead, a small copperhead. And, of course, she didn't want to kill it. One of those animal-loving kind of people. And she started kicking at it and saying, "Shoo, shoo." Well, that copperhead bit her right on the end of the foot. And she had to go to the hospital. Was very, very sick. You see, that's what Satan does to us if we don't learn what the enemy's manual says. And that's what I say about getting a copy of the Quran. There was a time when I was offering these just for cost. And we have, as I said, a little bookstore. Be glad to get one for you if you would like to have it. I think they're around $10 or $12, something like that. But in any event, please stay in touch and get yourself educated. Above all, though, study what God's Word says, so that when these people come to your door and knock on it with their Watchtower magazine and some of the other literature that is false doctrine, false teaching, you need to know what to say, what God's Word says. Going on. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. Let me say that another way. They, in the process, sling their little snakes all over the place. The thing that has been born of them. And that he goes on to say in verse 5, as we said, they hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. If you've ever been walking through the woods where no one has gone recently, so often, all the way across the pathway you're on, the spiders have woven webs across, and they get all over your face, and they feel terrible. And you don't know when you fix up a spider that's going to bite you. That's exactly what happens, though, when we wander through the woods of Satan's doings without the defense of the Lord Jesus Christ to care for us. This is getting down to practical Christianity. Not fiddling around with Satan's music, not fiddling around with all of the trivia that the world has to offer, saying, "Oh, I've got to do that for the young people." Doesn't work, folks. He who eats their eggs, these viper's eggs, guess what happens? Verse 5 says he dies. And from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. There you go. The dog is slinging the snake around, and the little ones break out all over the place. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. And you can get yourself a good commentary and just read what that means. Certainly there are some of the various insects that weave webs that can be made into some types of clothing. But he's saying here, these things are dangerous. Nor will they cover themselves with their works. I don't want my life to be covered with the works of Satan. I don't want to be one of those people that stands at the door of the church and shakes hands with everybody that goes out and with the big tithers here. "Oh, Pastor, that was such a good message today." I don't want to hear that. That's a good way to get the big head. And so many of our pastors and preachers today have just that. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. You know why? It's simply because the way of the peace comes from the resource of Jesus Christ and knowing His Word. And if you don't know that, then you haven't the foggiest idea what the way of peace is all about. Many times I go to bed at night thinking, well, you know, Satan is really attacking. And I'm glad I recognize the fact of what's going on. But I think, how in the world can I survive another broadcast tomorrow? And, you know, you get on here and you speak for a solid hour without a break, a commercial break or anything. And it takes some time to get ready and to get prepared. And especially when you have everything to do here that I have. As I started the program tonight, you'll notice we missed a little time right at the beginning. And I thought I had everything set up and ready to go. We have about 32 control knobs, sliders here, and a lot of other things to attend to, and a pile of wires. It looks like the wiring of a 747. And invariably, one little wire will get unplugged somewhere, in this case tonight. One of these 32 controls had gotten bumped down in the wrong place. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Dr. Richard Halverson. I have mentioned his name so many times. He was the chaplain of the United States Senate for many years. And some of the things that he wrote in a couple of books that he published, one is Wisdom on America. Another, No Greater Power. Oh, I love to read from what this good man had to say. I've sat right under his nose a few times at the meetings in Washington, and what a great guy. And I can imagine, I can hardly imagine, the reaction of people like Ted Kennedy and others who have no morals, sitting and listening to this man saying the things that he said. Well, there is a little item here. Let me read to you right quickly. He said, some tolerated nearly all religions. How many times have you heard that? Well, they're honest. They have good intents. And I think they'll make it to heaven all right. That's one of Satan's lies, straight from the pits of hell. And that's why you need to get educated. True, you need to study your Bible. Know what it says, but you need these books, Satan's Music Exposed and Rock Music's Powerful Message. And then there are a couple more that you can get from Radio Bible Class, not Radio Bible Class, but from Southwest Radio Church. My good brother Noah Hutchings over there in Oklahoma City, I've forgotten what they get for those books, but we'll be glad to get them for you for about $10 a piece. That takes care of the postage. And just ask for the book by, and I can't even recall his name right now, but ask for the book about rock music. This man is a master musician, and he knows the intent of those who know how to grab hold of the emotions of mankind in writing this kind of foolish nonsense. We went to a good place today. I won't call the name, but we got a delicious, delicious salad, split it between my wife and myself, and still had to bring some of it home. But fried chicken salad, oh, it was delicious. Still is. And if the rest of it hadn't disappeared, I plan to have it for supper tonight. Now, for the you Yankees that are listening, you don't know what supper is. We do here in Arkansas. But in any event, I just enjoyed that food so much. But in the background was this loud, clankety-bang, jingly-jang, ding-dong nonsense they call music. And it was what we call 7-Eleven music. So you know what the 7-Eleven stores were. 7-Eleven seven notes and 11 words, same thing over and over and over again. I have three daughters and a son. My son is a professional pilot. My three daughters, the elder is married to a retired Marine colonel, and the middle one is, she and her husband are in the computer business in Oklahoma City. They have their own server. They're quite a setup over there. And then the younger has her master's in voice from here at the University of Arkansas, and her undergraduate in voice from Wheaton School of Music in Wheaton, Illinois. Well, they know what music is. They teach violin, they teach piano, they teach voice, and they know the definition of music. You need to study up on what the definition of music is, and then you can be better equipped to make a decision about what to listen to and what not to. Listen to this, folks. That which strikes the emotion and stirs the so-called inner being, the inner soul, isn't necessarily of the Lord. In most cases, it isn't. If it's foot-tapping, knee-slapping kind of music, watch out. I'll tell you, I wish I'd had time tonight just to turn to a few of the quotes, such as one from, chapter 8 of the book, Satan's Music Exposed. Today, rock and roll is being heard in Christian homes across the land. By merely adding religious words, it also is suddenly transformed into the new church music. How sickening. How horrible. And this rock music, well, here's another paragraph. Rock music is a pollutant every bit as deadly as pornography. Did you ever stop to think of that? Those of you who have been weakened to the point where this rock music and pornography have instilled themselves in your life to the degree that you have weakened and your message is no longer effective for the glory of the Lord. Why? Because you have let your life and your emotions become polluted with what the world has to offer. Rock, with its almost total emphasis on the beat, bypasses the mind and works directly on the body. The Beatles admitted, our music, here's what they said, our music is capable of causing emotional instability, disorganized behavior, rebellion, and even revolution. Over and over again, you hear of people committing murder, murdering their own families, and doing other things when they're influenced by all of this nonsense. One of the chapters in this little book makes a statement. You'll never reach unsaved young people with traditional church music, somebody said. It's not only false and immature, but limits the power of God. And he goes into detail about that. You need these books, folks. If you are in the ministry, especially if you're a music director in a church, oh, dear one, let me tell you something. Get away from this nonsense of modern rotten rock. That's exactly what it is. It's rotten to the core and influential, dragging people away from the central theme of Jesus Christ. I don't care what kind of words you put with it. If you have that beat to it, I have some tapes here by Dr. Frank Garlock. Six tapes, audio tapes, that you need to listen to them, especially if you're in the church music business. Significantly, Dr. Halverson says, there were two exceptions in this rock music thing. Judaism and those who followed the way of Christ. Somehow, Rome's religious pluralism found biblical faith, Old and New Testament, undesirable. Caesar was worshipped, which apparently was not a problem to other religions. That's where we are today. How many people are you hearing saying, well, I know some Muslim friends, and they're such sweet, wonderful people. Listen, friend, the biggest part of them will kill you. They'll strap a bomb around their waist. I heard Jim Dobson saying today, the numbers of the billions of people of which 10% or better Muslims are of the opinion they are dedicated to destroying themselves and as many of us so-called pagans that they can take with us. And so they get on a loaded bus somewhere with a bomb strapped around their waist and are somewhere on their body. And I guess there's not much pain associated with it, but they kill a lot of innocent people. Just think about all of the ones, the 3,000 in the trade centers that were killed because of what happened there. Well, very quickly, and we're running out of time. Today, we have those end-time events. I think rock music is one of them that's a curse of the day. And then we have famine. We have nuclear threat. We have spiritual disaster, which is the worst of all, and it ties right in with this this thing that we've been talking about in the so-called music. We have economic disaster, and we have the ministerial sexual abuse in churches of all places. Well, we're getting around to the end of our program today. I sincerely hope that you are among those people that become convicted, and you'll do away with this nonsense that is plaguing humanity today, and that is the fact that Jesus is coming soon. The question is, are you ready to meet him? Our closing song is so good, and it puts across the point of what the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to know. I hope that those of you who are convicted of the gracious and wonderful pleasures that our Lord has in giving us assurance of eternal salvation will realize, my Savior and my God is the one we look to. Well, he's coming soon, folks. The question is, are you ready to meet him? Well, this program is financed by ourselves and by one or two other people and their free will offerings. We certainly would appreciate any help you can give us. In the meantime, the Lord willing, we hope to see you back here on Monday. Please listen. Please get in touch. J. Cole, 16261, Pin Oak Road, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72704. The phone number, 479-443-2135. Bye-bye. The Lord willing, we'll see you Monday.
Jesus, my Redeemer, my song shall be of thee.